It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. Let's eavesdrop on this bit of conversation between Fibber and Molly.
What do you say, Molly? Let's celebrate the opening day.
Why, McGee, you never paid much attention to the opening day of summer before.
Whoa there, kiddo. It wasn't today I was talking about, but tomorrow, June 22nd. When the Prudential's new North Central Home Office building opens in Minneapolis.
Oh, and a big, beautiful, modern office it is, McGee. I've seen pictures.
Like Prudential's five other regional home offices in the United States and Canada, the new North Central Home Office is an important part of Prudential's nationwide growth. By moving closer to you, wherever you live, the Prudential can give you even better service.
And as your neighbor, the Prudential is aware of local needs. For instance, Prudential loans are made to aid local commerce and industry, and to help farmers and homeowners in your community.
In this way, the Prudential gives your region the prompt personal service of a friendly neighbor and the experience and resources of a great national company.
That's why the opening of Prudential's new North Central Home Office building is an occasion to celebrate. One more step toward bringing Prudential closer to its more than 31 million policyholders.
One of the most infuriating experiences in life is to park your car in a city street while you do your marketing, and then come back to find the radiator and front fender smashed in and not a clue as to who did it. Such an experience has just befallen the McGees, and listen.
Just listen to it. Isn't that awful?
All the dirty, rotten, sneaky tricks.
Our poor car. Radiator smashed. The fender's a mess. Look at the headlights.
I'd like to get my hands on the hit-and-run driver that did this.
Me too.
10 minutes. Just 10 minutes we left that car there. Just to go to the market and look at it.
Didn't even leave a note or anything on it. If we only had a witness.
Don't you worry. I promise you that one of these days, somehow, some way, I'll catch up with that woman if it's the last thing I do.
I hope so. Woman?
Hmm?
What makes you think it was a woman?
Well, this couldn't have been a man. It's too thorough a job. She probably backed into us 3 times just to make sure.
Oh, you men. Anytime there's an accident, it's always a woman's fault.
Well, don't you worry. It wasn't your fault, baby. You were in the grocery store with me.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I forgot to get butter.
Fine time to worry about butter. Our radiator is smashed. Water's all leaked out. We're just lucky I was able to bend that twisted fender back off of the tire a little, or we couldn't have moved the car at all.
Well, there's no use getting upset now. Just relax and try
I'm relaxed. You just keep your eye on the road.
You're driving.
I know. I mean, keep your eye on the side of the road. In case we drop some little thing like the bumper fell off.
Oh, the bumper was hardly scratched. She climbed her car right up over the bumper when she... whomever it was that hit us.
Yeah, whomever it was. I'd sure like to get my mitts on that whomever it was character.
Well, let's try to forget it for now and concentrate on just getting this heap to the repair shop. There's supposed to be a body shop just down.
Just burns me up. That's what it burns me. You'd think when somebody hits your car and runs away, the least the guy could do is leave a note.
Did you?
Huh?
The time you scratched that man's fender outside the Bijou? When you were trying to put our 12-foot car in a 9-foot space?
Yes, I did.
You mean I did?
Well, one of us did, anyhow. Besides, that was just a little bitty scratch. This is different. My gosh, we'll be lucky if we don't wind up with a cracked motor block, driving without any water in the radiator. When them pistons get hot and the hydrocarbates are activated and start carbonating,
explain that to me at the market, dearie. Here's your turn. Careful.
Yeah. Oh, gee, what a mess. Thing drives like a tractor. Rattles like a flat car full of empty oil drums. Probably going to cost a fortune. Oh, there's the place.
Fenders, body, and fender repairs. Yes.
This is it.
Well, we made it here anyway.
Yeah, good deal. Boy, will this repair guy be glad to see us. He'll probably pay off the mortgage on his house with this job. He's got me over a barrel like I've just been fished out of the lake. And these guys know it.
Well, here comes the man. Be nice to him now. And don't assume he's going to cheat you just because he's a strange mechanic. Most people are honest.
I'd feel a lot better if we could make it to Fuller's Garage. At least old Frank knows
us. Sir, what can I do for you people? Wow.
Yeah, hit-and-run driver. No witnesses.
Oh, no kidding.
Haven't any idea at all who did it, huh?
Nope, didn't leave a note or anything.
Now, isn't that just like a woman?
Now, just a minute, sir.
No, sorry, lady, I didn't see you sitting there.
Yeah, we shouldn't jump to conclusions like that, Bud. Could have been anybody. Just because there was an accident doesn't mean it was a woman driver.
Of course not.
So check this wreck over and give me an estimate on how much this is going to cost to fix, and boy, I'd like to get my hands on whomever it was that smashed us up. I'd like to wring her neck.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do?
Do for me?
Do for me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. What do Viceroys do for all smokers that no other filter tip can do? Here's the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through.
You're right. Viceroys taste even better than cigarettes without filters.
Yes, and thanks to this wonderful filter, I never get bits of tobacco on my lips or in my purse.
Next time you hear the question, what do Viceroys do for you that no other filter tip can do? You know the answer. Only Viceroy gives you 20,000 filter traps in every filter tip to filter, filter, filter your smoke while the rich, rich flavor comes through. Smoke Viceroys. Get 20,000 filters. Get richer, smoother flavor.
How much did you say?
$57.50. I couldn't touch this job for less.
Heavenly day.
Oh, murder.
If you'd like to check the figures over with
me. Let's see that list.
Huh? There you are. And you'll find I'm being very fair about this, mister.
$57.50.
Yeah. Now, like, you take this item right here, this one. See? New right front fender. Now, look at that. I'm giving you that at wholesale prices, man.
Well, yeah, but...
And the busted radiator. Now, you know, I'm going to have to get in there with a torch and refresh the fender on that.
What?
Refresh the frame. That's a tricky job.
Oh!
Yeah. Unless, of course, you want to go for a whole new radiator,
which would cost you... No, go ahead. Refresh it.
Huh?
Heaven, Jess, this bill is bad enough as it is.
Murder. Gee whiz, ain't there any way we can cut it down a little bit, Bud?
Not if you want an A1 job on it.
Well, we don't mind an A2 or even an A3 job as long as it's fixed okay. Like, you take that fender there. We really don't have to have a brand new one.
No, no. If he'll just straighten it out, that'll be good enough.
Sure. And anyway, a brand new fender with no dents in it is going to look kind of out of place against them others we got.
Well, whatever
And that smashed up hubcap. Skip that. I can straighten that out myself when I get home. Or I'll throw it away. I don't mind running with 3 hubcaps.
Okay, whatever
In this business of repainting around the front there, we want it to look nice, of course, but if you just put on one good heavy coat instead of 3...
Sure. After all, the main thing is to get that radiator repaired. It's all around. Appearance, that's not so important, just as long as...
Why don't you two come into my office? I got an adding machine in there. See, we'll save a lot of time if you'll just call off the items that you want fixed, and I'll punch them up on the adding machine, eh? Because the way we're going now, we'll never...
Hello, Doc. Oh, yeah, I thought we were cut off. And we had to come home by bus, Doc. Yeah, I left the car there. $38 it's going to cost us. Would you get the door, Molly?
Yes, dearie. Just a minute, coming.
Somebody at the door. What'd you say, Doc? No, we haven't got the faintest idea who done it. I got a theory, though. I figured it was a woman. I figure she might have wanted to confess, but she probably figured her husband wouldn't let her use the car anymore if he found out about... Oh, hi, Molly. You back already? I was just telling Doc here...
Yes, so I heard.
Well, no, I didn't say it was a woman. I was just making a guess.
Well, I'm afraid you're right. It was a woman.
Huh?
That was Mr. Wimple at the door. He was driving past our car this morning, and he saw the whole thing happen.
He did?
Yeah. A fat lady in a green convertible. He took down her license number as she drove away. Here it is. He wrote it down.
Hallelujah. Well, hang up, Doc. I got to call the cops and trace a fat lady in the green convertible. Boy, oh, boy, we finally got our man, Doc. Yeah, Wimp seen her do it. Yeah, boy, oh, boy. Now we can get an A1 repair job and it won't cost us a cent. Yeah, so long, Doc. Hello, operator. Operator, give me the police. Emergency. Hit and run. So we
track down the guilty party, Mr. Bender, and we come right back here to go over the job with you again.
Good, fine.
You haven't started the body work yet, have you?
Oh, no, lady. I just barely got through refreshing the friend.
Swell. Well, we're going to get it all paid for. Talked to the one that done it on the phone, and she said send her the bill.
So it was a woman driver after all, huh, Mrs. McGee?
Well, this time I don't mind. Any woman who backs into somebody's car and then leaves without an apology deserves all that's coming to her, I say.
Yeah. Well, change all those changes we made and bring the bill back up to where it was, $57.50.
Well, now, I can do even better than that. Now, why not add $30 and put a whole new radiator unit in?
Okay, sure. Why not?
Now, dearie.
And heck, we might as well put a new bumper on. And fix up that back fender, too. Of course, that's an old one, but I'll add it on.
Good. Let's really sock it to her.
But, McGee...
You're too soft-hearted, Molly.
Yeah, Mrs. McGee. A woman like that should be taught a lesson.
You betcha.
Yeah. Well, let's see. That'll bring the bill up to $156.10, including tax. Here's your bill.
Swell. And here's my fountain pen. Just mark it paid in full and sign your name.
Sign it?
Yes.
It was your wife that done it, Buster.
What? You mean Tessie smashed up your... Oh, no.
Yes, and don't you lay a hand on that poor girl.
We had a talk with her, and the whole thing is your fault, bud.
My fault?
Yeah, some mechanic you are letting your wife run around with faulty brakes.
Yeah, and if she asked you once, she asked you a million times. Ralph, she said, fix my brakes. Now, maybe this will teach you a lesson.
That's right. If you men would stop blaming us women drivers for everything and see that our cars operate properly, we wouldn't have all this trouble on the roads. Now, you put our car back in A1 condition.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. To some, it might be adventure, but to the men who live it day in and day out, it's just another job. That's the way Detective Sergeant Joe Friday looks at it, as each week on NBC, he brings you another case file on Dragnet. These are the men who wait and wait for a small break in the routine that will enable them to close in on the criminals. The payoff? Your city and your family are kept safe. Hear another exciting Dragnet adventure on NBC Tuesday evenings. And for more fine listening on NBC, there is Biography in Sound. Each week, a well-known personality's life is unfolded to you by the many people who knew him, telling all the little personal incidents that we enjoy, in addition to his many accomplishments. Tuesday evening is People Are Funny Night with Art Linkletter on NBC. From beginning to end, here's a riotous program you're sure to like. More reasons why NBC leads the rest with the best in radio entertainment. And just a reminder to hear Fibber, McGee, and Molly mornings and evenings starting June 27th.
Hey, Molly, it's me. I'm back with the car.
Just a minute, dearie.
Come on out and take a look.
Oh, wonderful. Why, it looks better than it did before the accident.
Yeah.
Did the man do everything we insisted on?
To the letter. Even sent over this notebook.
Notebook?
Yeah. The last requirement. The one you insisted on?
Oh, yes. Did he write it 300 times?
You betcha. There it is right there. I love women drivers 300 times. You see it?
Good. Case closed.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Larry Dobkin as the mechanic. Well, tomorrow, stories about baseball occupy Mr. McGee, and he lets his tongue run a bit wild as usual. This is John Wald urging you to hear it tomorrow, same time, same station.
Beginning next Monday, hear Fibber, McGee, and Molly mornings and evenings on the NBC Radio Network.